Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Thank you. So I was 7 years old, and it was the beginning of November, and I had a huge pillowcase full of candy from Halloween. And we used to go Halloween trick-or-treating, start out at dusk and then go until 10 o'clock sometimes, until, you know, we were just so tired and we cared more about going home than the candy finally. And it was my sister and I, my mom and neighbors, and we'd go up all the streets that we knew and then we'd venture off into the ones we didn't know and finally come home with all this candy. And every year, my sister somehow managed to get me to give her the best of my candy. You know, the ones that you really, the big, the candy bars, the ones where the people really, you know, they put out some money for this stuff. It wasn't just the little penny things. It was an actual candy bar. And she'd get me to give them to her. And I wouldn't want to do it, you know. And I'd say, she's not going to get me to do this year. It's not going to happen. But she'd work me, you know. She'd say, come on, just give me one. I don't have all that goods. You have better than me. And I'd say, no. And then she'd start, you know, upping it and get a little mad, like, come on, I told you to, and I'm telling mom or something, and it'd make me feel guilty, or I'd give it to her. Fine, here, take the Three Musketeers, take the Snickers, take it. And so this one year, I was just tired of it. I'm not going to give her the best of my candy. I'm not going to let her eat any of it. And how could I manage to make this happen? How could I withstand her powers this year? So I figured it out. I brought the whole pillowcase full, 2 pounds or so of candy, into the hall closet. And I sat on the floor and I closed the door. And I started eating it. open, eat. And the stack of wrappers is getting higher and the candy's getting lower. I'm starting to feel like, oh, I'm a little tired of eating all this candy, you know, but I'm not going to give up because this is my goal. She's not going to have any of it. So I make my way through most of the sack, and I don't know exactly how long it took. Long enough for my mother to realize that she hadn't seen me for a while, and because I'm in the dark closet, opening, eating, and I hear, Margie, where are you? And I'm really quiet. I'm not going to say a word because I still have candy to eat. I'm not done. And a little bit longer, Margie, where are you? Like, Margie, where the hell could she be? Finally, I finish, and I remember the crinkly sound of all this candy wrappers right next, all around me, you know, in this little hall closet. I have succeeded. Finally, this year, I ate all my candy myself, and my mother opens the door, and she's like, there you are, you know. What are you doing? And she sees all this candy wrappers and she's like, what did you do that for? And I couldn't explain it to her. There's no reason to even go into it, you know? And she told me a few years later, she said, well, I thought I'm punishing you because, you know, I felt like that's what I should do. You know, you're very bad. You took all the candy, you ate it all, no permission, etc. You hid from me, you didn't answer, I was going to punish you. But I figured you're just going to get sick, you know, and that'll be punishment enough. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I didn't get sick. I did not get sick. And I felt good about it. I was like, I did it, you know. So that was the good part about it. And I would say there was a little bit of punishment because that's when I realized that I didn't have any more candy. It was all gone. And there was no way my sister was going to give me any of hers. So, but I succeeded that year anyway.